everyone. I'm Dr. Terry, and this is the Love Doctor program on Empower Radio, the show that gives you the facts about relationships and love. Now, I've been helping individuals and couples improve their relationships for the past 30 years, and today I'm here to give you science-based strategies for your relationships and those of your children. Welcome, everyone. I'm Dr. Terry, and thanks for listening. I have a great program for you today. It's all about how to dress for success when you're dating or you're going back out into the dating world. In other words, you want to make the best first impression on your dates. So what should you wear, or what kind of image should you present to others? Now, I know I've gotten those exact questions from many single listeners out there, men and women alike. A lot of people often feel unprepared, they're rushed, or they're unsure about how to dress for success and make the best first date impression. Well, I have the best guest for you today who's going to help us with those exact questions. Kimberly Seltzer is an image expert, dating coach, and matchmaker. She's helped hundreds of people find lasting love and connection using her unique confidence makeover process. She is Los Angeles-based and travels the country helping people discover confidence, charisma, and connection. She is also a regular contributor to the Huffington Post and DigitalRomance.com, with appearances also in Cosmopolitan, Redbook, Reader's Digest, Ask Men, Yahoo Shine, and many other publications. Now, I was on Kim's podcast called The Charisma Quotient a few months ago, and I had a great time. So you'll definitely want to check out her website, which has tons of information and videos, and her website is eliteimagemakeovers.com. So welcome to the program, Kim. It's so nice to talk with you again.
Oh my God, you too. I felt like it was yesterday that we
I know. And it was months ago. Can you believe
it? I know. Good to be here though.
Thank you. Now, we're both Midwestern gals, right? I'm originally from Minnesota, and I think you grew up or at least went to school in the Midwest as well.
I grew up in Chicago. Yeah, born and raised. Yes, and we're both blonde, which came out of our podcast.
Yes, I remember that. Yeah. I remember that. And we're both from the Midwest. Now, I read on your website that you got your MSW at the University of Chicago, but that you performed improv or comedy at Second City?
Yes.
Is that right? Now, I love Second City, by the way. But how do you go from improv to being a certified style coach and matchmaker?
Oh, my God. It all goes hand in hand. In fact, it's kind of my secret sauce that I prescribe many, many of my clients, because improv, I feel, is one of the, I don't know, it's a skill set and something that everybody should do when it comes to getting out of your head, learning how to express yourself, being playful, having fun, getting out of your own way. And honestly, those are all the key kind of components to attraction. And so, you know,
I can hear listeners, Kim, saying, what? I don't like improv. I can't be that spontaneous. But that's what you're telling people is important?
Yeah, that's exactly why they should do it. Get out of your own way. Get out of your fears. Go do it. Right. And it's just, here's the thing. I mean, that's not the only thing I prescribe. Obviously, there's a lot of many other things to do. What I love about my background, just having my theater background and being a therapist for so many years, is kind of combining all of that to really help people inside and out. And I know that's what we're going to talk about today, but sometimes you know, whether it's improv or dressing up or doing things, you know, anything that's in action in your body that you can feel something that's different and not intellectualizing, I feel that's what really pushes people forward, because I think
how does it push people?
Because I think we're all really good at analyzing ourselves to death, right? And so sometimes so much so that we get stuck in a pattern, we get stuck in certain habits. And I know you do a lot of research on this as well. So it's right. interesting, you know, as you and I talk. But what I have found, and this is the truth, when I practiced as a therapist, I did talking therapy.
Right.
It was effective. It was great. But the problem was, is that I didn't see people in action in their real lives. And so taking it to the street, so to speak, and having people do things in action, I see shifts that go on that occur quicker than I did in years in therapy in my office. So for me, it's just been profound to see the difference, especially when I do the whole transformative experience of the makeover and the coaching and the improv.
Absolutely. So tell us then, what clients do you work with? What types of clients? And do you work one-on-one? Do you go to their closets? And would you come to my closet?
Oh my God, we're setting a date, honestly, at the end of this. And we can do this virtually, by the way. So there's all kinds of ways.
Really? Actually, so you work with people virtually and you go through their closet and help them dress?
Yeah, it's called the virtual makeover. And it's super fun. It's like a laser focus session, 1 hour. And I teach people about their body types and, you know, help them with their wardrobes and their brand and their style. And yes, their closet. In fact, people get so comfortable with me, they're stripping in front of them. They're trying on stuff. And it's really fun. But you asked me about what kinds of people, and I work with all kinds. I mean, age group from 18 all the way up to 80, all over the world. In fact, I'm working with a client right now that I have to head out to after this podcast. She's from Australia.
Wow.
And you know, for me, it's so fun to see people from all over. I work with men and women. And I think, and you and I come from a similar background, just being a therapist, I really love the personalized kind of coaching that goes on. So the one-on-one is my specialty. However, I do speak a lot. You know, I just have a lot of like workshops and things that I'm working on as well so that I can reach more people.
Right. And that is super. That sounds great, Kim. Now, I have to say that I, too, like the talk therapy, and I typically do talk therapy. Mm-hmm. And I know that listeners are probably thinking, wow, but, you know, you coming to my closet, you coming to my home, whether it's virtually or face to face, is sort of scary. And I have to share listeners' concerns or worries, because when I did a photo shoot, a style person came to my closet, and I don't show people my closet at all. Okay. And I was so nervous, Kim. She came in and she took things out and put things together differently. Mm-hmm. But I was anxious. I was sweating. I mean, I was literally sweating. And
I can see
that listeners might be the same way. So how do you encourage people to feel more comfortable with you doing that, sort of coming into my world, not my mind, and being okay with it?
Well, and it's not just the closets. It's even, I mean, with some women, I've had women have panic attacks when they walk into the department store. You know, there's something about this, especially for women. There's a lot of things tied into body image, you know, things that are connected to the past. Clothes are representative of us and periods in our lives. And it's interesting, you know, because even diving into some of that, there's a lot of psychological blocks that people have. And I find that when you start in the closet and there's a clearing that happens with that, there psychologically, there's a clearing and closure in some aspects of different things of their life. I mean, you know, parts of their lives, maybe when they were pregnant or when they were married to their ex, or, you know, it's like kind of a timeline as you walk through the closet. But that's interesting you say that. So for you, what were your fears about that?
I think I do not throw things away. As you're saying this, I'm thinking about that. You know, I don't tend to let go of my clothes. I think in 2 years they'll come back, or maybe I'll want that outfit again. And so I've accumulated so much. And I think you're right in saying that people associate different time periods with different kinds of clothing, when you were pregnant or when you were younger, or whatever. And so letting go of all that is cathartic, but many of us don't do it. And I didn't either at all. And it's so funny. Showing that to somebody is anxiety provoking. And I love how you were talking about that, because our body image and our clothes have so much to do with the past and so much to do with our past struggles.
It's so true. You talked about letting go. And I think what I find, I don't know if this is true for you, but what shows up in one area, you shows up in other areas of your life, right? So just the holding on to things and maybe not, you know, it's like the hoarding or holding on to things and memories and getting attached to things that can show up in other areas of your life too. And just kind of looking at that. And when you let go, how kind of, yeah, like you said, cathartic it can be. The most profound example I just wanted to share of a story of a woman, and it wasn't her closet. She actually told me, I tell the story a lot because it really highlights what we're talking about. Right. She told me that, and I didn't know this until she got here, that she couldn't look in a mirror.
Wow.
And this is a woman who hadn't dated in 25 years, divorced, really unhappy with her body image. In fact, she said she thought she was ugly. She really, truly did. And I did the talking therapy. You know, I do this whole assessment in the beginning, and this is much like when I was a therapist. I get a full history. I try to kind of connect dots for people, because I do believe our past is connected to the future and the choices we make and the patterns that get created.
I agree.
And right. And so
I agree.
So, preaching to the choir here. But here, that is what was so profound, is that as we were doing things in action and as we're talking, she was totally giving her power away. I mean, she was apologizing for things. Like I started noticing things, but it wasn't until we got to the store and she told me she couldn't look in the mirror. She started hyperventilating. Right. And then she was looking at the mannequins and she's like, I don't look like that. I don't know what I'm doing here. I want to leave. And I said, I get that. And see, this is the difference between like being in my office versus being in the environment. Right. I said, I totally get that. I gave her a big hug. I said, I just want you to do me a favor. I want you to put on this jacket and I want you to put on these shoes. And I just try it on as if you, it's Halloween, like put it on as a costume. Mm-hmm. And so she did it. And I said, I want you to just turn around and look in the mirror for 5 seconds. That's it. And she twirled around, looked in the mirror, and she started crying. But this time it was tears of joy. And she said, Kim, I have never seen myself so beautiful.
Oh, that is a good story.
I mean,
so illustrative of how what we dress, or how the dress, the clothes, the outside can affect the inside.
Bingo.
That is such a great story. Oh, I love it. And that's what you do. You transform people from the outside in, working on both inside and outside. I love it, Kim. And listeners, hear that. And give us now strategies then, because now we're talking about clothes. We're talking about our dress. Give us some strategies about how listeners can dress for success when they're dating. What are some of your top strategies?
Absolutely. Well, I have many, many tricks up my sleeve, but the truth of the matter, I'm lucky because I work with both men and women. So I'm always like kind of surveying the opposite sex, what they find sexy, what do they find attractive, right? And when it comes to image and dressing, this is the thing that is really, really important. A lot of people say, well, I don't want to change for anybody. I want to be me. Like if a man doesn't like me for me, then F him. You know, like I hear this all the time.
That's what
right?
I hear all the time. Why should I change myself? I'm supposed to be honest. Right.
Exactly. So I want to get that out of the way, because I know a lot of listeners are probably thinking this right now. Here's the thing. I want to take the emotion out of it, because if you think of this as marketing yourself in a way so that a person gets to know you, not changing who you are, that's the key element. So if you have two business packages and one, you know, same content, one's in chicken scratch in a manila folder, the other's in a professionally laminated folder, which one are you going to choose? I mean, most people are going to choose the professional one. Why? Because we perceive that as being more professional. Now, it had the same content. People are the same way. So People are making judgments and assumptions based on two things upon a first impression. And this is research, folks. This is not me, blonde hair, blue eyed girl from LA. Well, really from Chicago saying this.
Really from Chicago.
I just wanted to like do a little sidebar there on that. It takes 30 seconds. And within those 30 seconds, people are judging you based on your attire, so the clothes you wear, and the attitude that you have. Profound. 93% of communication is nonverbal. So what you say isn't even as important as how you show up. But what's cool about this is not to like depress people like, oh God, I can't believe it's so superficial. It's actually exciting. If you knew that there were a couple of things that you could tweak that would improve your dating success, and you talked about dating success, 55% of your dating success can be increased just by changing the clothes. There are not too many things in life that have that instant result, right? So,
right. So you're telling me I need to get into the door. I need to get a good first impression, 30 seconds, so I can change my clothes and I can change my attitude. And those are the important things, is what you're saying.
First and foremost, and actually by changing your clothes, you can change your attitude. And that's what's so cool. And I just saw this woman I went shopping with yesterday. She had so many issues from the past. And when she was told she was ugly and that she was the ugly duckling, and she was only reinforced for being successful. It wasn't until I put her in those clothes where she started owning her sexuality and her femininity. But I'll give you a couple tips because you asked about tips. So
yes.
Here's the thing. When you show up, the first thing is have intention with what you put on your body. So if you're coming from work, if you're coming from being a mom or a dad or everything, change your clothes. Have some sort of preparation of what you're going to put on your body with the intention of feeling attractive to the opposite sex. So, you know, that's a big mistake that women, they're trying to squeeze in a date right after their corporate meeting, and they walk in with a masculine energy with a corporate jacket on. You know,
so what do I do? Do I change at home? Or, I mean, do I go home and change, or do I change at work?
What do I do? You have to give yourself at least an hour of prep time so that you can decompress. Do something that makes you feel sexy, get in your body, and guys can do this too, just kind of decompress, maybe, you know, do a workout or something like that, and change your clothes, because you're going to change your mindset. So that's the first and foremost. The second,
I like that. Let's just say that again, though, Kim. I'm going to say that to listeners, because that's so important. Change your intention. Make sure that you have at least an hour between being a mom or a dad or a friend or a caregiver or a worker to when you're actually going to go on your date. Is that what you're saying? Okay,
absolutely.
Great.
Really important. I was just speaking at a conference yesterday, and this woman asked, she's like, well, you know, what if I have a date right after work? What do I do? I said, don't.
That's the easy answer. No, don't.
I'm like, next question. I'm like, if you are trying to squeeze in a date right after your work, that is totally going to backfire on you. Anyway, yes.
Isn't your attitude rushed, your stress from work? And again, if we're talking about that first impression and the attitude and the investment that you're making in that date, it's going to be totally different than if you give yourself that hour to decompress, de-stress, change your attire or clothes. Love it. Yes. Okay, strategy two.
Strategy number two is know your body type. Crucial, crucial, crucial. And this is something that I teach both men and women, because once you know your body type, you will know exactly what to put on your body, and it will reduce the frustration you have when you are shopping. I think 99.9% of the people hate shopping is because they pull the wrong things and they go into the dressing room and they hypothesize that nothing fits them. They have a horrible body. They either leave or they buy the wrong things, or they're comfy clothes that don't necessarily look good on them. Right. So that if you know your body type, it really reduces the stress. Now, for women, there are 5 body types. For men, there are 3. And I know we don't have time to go in, but I do have a special gift at the end to share with you.
Listeners. You can just share it now in case people are wanting to know.
I was going to like build suspense, which is another part of dating. Anyway, I'm so used to building suspense because that's sexy. Anyway, yes, go if you go to my website at eliteimagemakeovers.com, I give a free guide. So for women, it's a free body type guide. It shows you how to measure yourself, and I go over what clothes flatter that figure and what clothes to stay away from. And for men, I have a man's fashion manifesto for the men, and I go over the body types there, but other stuff like grooming and hygiene and all of that, because let's face it, it's really, really important. Right.
That's
men.
So funny. When you were talking about the hour and what men could do, I was thinking about a shower. Okay. So that's where my mind was going.
Like, okay, men, we do not ask for much, like clipping the nose hairs and just, you know, filing your nails. That really helps us. Like,
oh, that's like so that. Good. Kim, that is great. We have to say that again to listeners. But what you're saying, though, in general, for strategy tip two, is that when you know your body type, not only will you pick the right clothes, but the clothes then will give you the right attitude and you will make the best first impression.
Exactly. Exactly. And because of that, you know, people get tripped up a little bit about, you know, what their body type is in relation to weight. I want to really highlight this has nothing to do with your weight, and this mostly has to do with your bone structure. So it's cool. I mean, this is stuff you're born with. And yes, as you fluctuate in weight, there are different tricks and that kind of thing. But for the first and foremost, just knowing your body type and like even if, how tall you are, how petite you are, there's different tricks that can really, really work for you and not
against you. I love it. Tricks. And when or if listeners go to your website and get that free body type guide, they will know the tricks as well. So now we have only a few more minutes.
Yes. Kim,
give us another last tip or strategy about how to date for success in terms of what we should dress or how we should dress.
So I guess the last tip I will have amongst many, but these are the three most important, I feel like it, getting an outfit that makes you feel sexy and keeping in mind what is attractive to you. If you're going to write down or get anything out of what I'm about to say to you, this is it. People love people who love themselves first and foremost. And when you feel sexy, the other person will see you as that. And, you know, like there's certain things that men find sexy and there's certain things that women find sexy. But the truth of the matter is, at the end of the day, if you dress well and you put some intention behind it and you're feeling great. And for women, you know, that could be a great pair of jeans that fit you well with heels, you know, instead of flip-flops, for instance.
Right.
I will tell you, definitely, hands down, all men love dresses. So when in doubt, ladies, throw on a dress. And for men, I'm sorry, but we all love a man who is put together, right? Like get rid of the acid wash jeans and the pleated pants and the baseball jerseys and put on something. I just had to say that.
And hats. Oh, no, I love it, Kim. I mean, it's true even for us who are in long-term relationships. When I go out with my husband, I like the same thing. So that is super. So wear an outfit that makes you feel good and sexy. And I think you gave us some great examples, both for men and women. Oh, Kim, loved your ideas, loved your strategies and tips. And thank you so much for giving listeners that free body guide as well. So that they, or body type guide that they can get on your website. Thank you so much for joining us, Kim. I love talking to you, and I could talk to you for hours.
I know. And maybe next one, we can talk about how to date your partner again. Like, you know, we can talk about that too, as you mentioned that. Very cool.
Great idea. And as you were going through your three top strategies, I was thinking they're all pertinent, all great for people in long-term relationships as well. So thank you, Kim. And for listeners, if you want to connect with Kimberly Seltzer, you can visit her website at eliteimagemakeovers.com. You can also follow her on Facebook at Kimberly Seltzer and on Twitter at Seltzer Kimberly. Thank you. And as always, thanks for listening. I appreciate you. I'm Dr. Terry, and this is the Love Doctor program on Empower Radio. I'm here to help your relationships be the best they can be. Now, my personal website is drterrythelovedoctor.com, where I provide you with science-based relationship advice that's simple and easy to understand. I also have a new video course that's called How to Find Love in 7 Days. So if you're interested in finding the right person for you, check it out on my website under courses. So until next time, here's to your healthy, happy relationships.